Fidel's influencer grandson Sandro Castro promotes VIP summer party in ruins of Cuba. By Christian K. Caruso on June 1, 2026. Sandro Castro, grandson of late Cuban communist dictator Fidel Castro, over the weekend promoted a two-day party at the beach in Varadero while the rest of Cuba endures the abject misery caused by his family's communist regime. Castro is a self-proclaimed filmmaker, content creator, and an influencer who claims that his upbringing and position within the communist Castro dynasty does not grant him privileges in Cuba. In reality, and contrary to his assertions, Castro has repeatedly boasted about his luxury lavish lifestyle on social media for years while his family's 67-year-old communist regime continues to subjugate Cubans into conditions of abject poverty and misery. Cibercaba reported on Saturday that Castro, using Instagram's stories feature, published a flyer for a weekend party show schedule that he titled The Path of Vampire H, named after the eponymous Vampire H character that Castro has adopted as a comedy alter ego. Vampire H is a vampire that only hydrates himself by drinking Cristal beer, a once-renowned brand of Cuban beer seized by the Castro regime that Sandro Castro has co-opted as part of his personal branding. Instagram stories are temporary posts that automatically delete 24 hours after being published. According to a copy of the flyer seen by Cibercaba, the flyer shared by Castro listed party activities between Saturday, May 30, and Sunday, May 31, including a lunch, sunset at the Varadero Marina, a hotel tour to say hello to friends, a nighttime beach party, and an after-party cocktail called El Limón, the lemon. On Sunday, the flyer listed jet ski activities and seafood offerings to kill the hungover. Cibercaba pointed out that the lemon is a nickname used to ridicule Cuba's figurehead President Miguel Díaz-Canel after he said in 2020 that lemonade is the base of everything during an official visit of a Cuban factory. Things are getting good, stay tuned, an accompanying text in Castro's post reportedly read. Sandro Castro's two-day party reportedly coincided with a 72-hour-long music festival in Varadero titled Summer Kickoff 2K26. Cibercaba detailed that the three-day party, which ran from May 29 to 31, was hosted by the Resonance Musique Hotel. According to the Cuban independent outlet 14 Years Medio, the Resonance Musique is one of the Cuban hotels once managed by Blue Diamond Resorts, a Canadian hotel chain that rebranded itself to Royalton Hotels and Resorts in 2025. The Canadian hotel chain immediately ceased its operations in Cuba, a decision that comes weeks after the United States sanctioned GESA, the Cuban military-run conglomerate used by the Cuban regime to control the nation's tourist industry. The Canadian company reportedly made no mention of the sanctions against GESA in a statement announcing its departure from Cuba, per 14 Years Medio. 14 Years Medio pointed out that while the Canadian hotel chain is no longer managing the Resonance Musique and other hotels in Cuba, the hotels are still openly offering summer packages, now under full GESA management. Cibercaba detailed on Sunday that ticket sales for the Resonance Musique summer party were booked through Gaviota Tours, one GESA's subsidiaries. The lavish parties, which Castro recurrently hosts, have drawn widespread condemnation among Cubans as the communist Castro regime continues to force them to live through conditions of abject misery and poverty that include, but are far from being limited to, seemingly endless blackouts that can last for days, widespread hunger, and the collapse of virtually all of Cuba's entire infrastructure. It is reportedly expected that as much as 64% of Cuba's entire territory will face yet another blackout throughout Monday, June 1. The prediction, as detailed by international outlets, comes after the Castro regime admitted on Monday morning that it is foreseeing a new malfunction of the nation's barely functional power grid throughout the day. Cuba's constantly collapsing power grid has long since been unable to generate enough electricity to adequately power Cuba during peak energy demand hours. The blackouts, however, do not appear to affect hotels in Cuba, which are capable of maintaining power even when Cuba is facing another nationwide blackout. Christian K. Caruso is a Venezuelan writer and documents life under socialism. You can follow him on Twitter here.